Today, home Bible study 21st century style. CAC Daily iCast is aired Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Simply go to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the live webcast link.
You can join us for our radio broadcast Sundays at 9:30 a.m. on WQHY-FM 95.5 out of Prestonsburg, Kentucky. You can also go to Q95FM.net, whether you live on the East Coast, West Coast, or around the world. That's Q95FM.net. You can also catch the television broadcast Sundays at 10 a.m. on the Tri-State CW, that's WQCW-TV, and you can watch us Sundays at 2 and 2:30 p.m. on Mountaintop Media TV. And if you don't get those cable channels or satellite service, you can still watch us Sundays at 2 and 2:30 simply by going to mountaintopmedia.com.
You can follow CAC Daily iCast on Facebook at CAC Daily. Follow our Phelps campus at CAC Phelps I, our Pikeville campus at Pikeville Apostolic, and Pastor McKinney at Pastor RDM. We're also on Twitter at CAC Daily iCast, the Phelps campus at CAC Phelps, the Pikeville campus at Pike UPC, and you can connect with Pastor McKinney at Pastor RDM. You can call in and leave your prayer requests and praise reports at 606-282-4108 or email those prayer requests and praise reports to cacdaily@cacphelps.org or cacdaily@cornerstoneapostolic.org. Let's now join Pastor McKinney as he takes us through another study in the Word.
And welcome to another CAC Daily iCast. It is a little bit of church every day, home Bible study, 21st century style. And we're glad that you've joined us today and hope that you enjoy the teaching session as we have a little bit of home Bible study, 21st century style. And this is going to be episode number 1017 of our study through the Word. So what do you say? Let's just jump right in here and try our best to pick up where we left off yesterday. And of course, we want to start in verse number 11 of 1 Peter, or 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 11. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. You know, one of the things that Paul began to worry about, and Peter worried about, and others in the Word worried about, was making sure that the church went on, that people didn't just serve the Lord while they were alive. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as we study today. This is going to be episode and lesson number 1017. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we study today. Lord, we come before your presence and we thank you for this opportunity that you have blessed us to study your Word. Bless us, Lord, as we study your Word today, that we will take what we study, apply it to our lives, and we will be found doing your will. Lord, we help us. Will you help us to remember these things? Will you help us? Yes, you will. You will help us, and you will help us not only to remember them, but to do them, because you are our strength, our help, and everything we need. For it's all in your mighty name, the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, looking at these scriptures, we begin to see that if we keep these things, now these things, of course, you have to go back up the chapter to read them again, and you have to maybe go back through our studies if you want to pick up all of the information. that it is talking about. But we want to pick up in verse number 11, because it says, "So an entrance shall be ministered unto you." And an entrance is a way in, an entrance into. So if you want to make it to heaven, then we have to keep these things that are written in the word of the Lord. You can't just say, "Well, I'm going to call on the name of the Lord at my last dying breath and I'll be fine." You've got to do the word of the Lord. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." So an entrance is going to be made. The New Living Translation says it this way: "Then God will give you a grand entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the streets," here's the Message Bible, "in the streets paved and the way wide open into eternal kingdom of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ." I know you want to enter in. I want to enter in. Anybody that you talk to today, "Do you want to go to heaven?" Everybody says, "Yes, I want to go to heaven." Well, then we have to do the word of the Lord. Now look at what he begins to talk about in verse number 12. This is where in the writings of Peter, you can also see it in the writings of Paul. You can see it in the writings of John. You can see it in basically every book of the New Testament. You can see this. And of course, in the Old Testament, same thing. When you read in the Old Testament, God began to tell the children of Israel and the leaders from Moses to Joshua, when you enter into a place and begin to live in that place called, the Promised Land, the land flowing with milk and honey, houses you didn't build and wells you didn't dig and vineyards you didn't plant. When you start feasting on all that and living and just moving in ready to just live there, "Don't forget me." That's what he wanted them to know. And not forgetting him means we don't forget to do his commandments, his word. So that is kind of what this is talking about when we see it says, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things." And I think it's important because he said, "Though ye know them." He's not saying, "I got to keep putting you in the remembrance of these things because you don't know them or you're not, doing them." He wasn't saying basically that. He just said, "I want you to be put in remembrance, and I'm not going to be negligent to put you in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth." Right now you're doing good, but I want to remind you why you're doing good. You see, you don't wait till somebody backslides and then you go to them and say, "What happened? Why'd you backslide? Come on back to church." No, they're done. They're done. They're finished. They're going to keep walking away. But you know what? We need to put people in remembrance of these things, doing the word of God, following the word of God, applying the word of God to their life when they are in the present truth, when everything is good, when everything is right, when they're excited. And some people say this, I've heard people say this, and it really bothers me that people say this because it really goes against the word of God of what we're studying today. Why do you keep going over this? You know, whether it's holiness or godliness or separation from the world or what we got to do to live right, talk right, and be right. Why do you keep going over those things? Same reason Peter said. Peter said, "You know what? I'm not going to be negligent to put you always, always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them. But I'm not going to be negligent." Now, in the New Living Translation, it says, "Therefore, I will always remind you about these things, even though you already know them and are standing firm in the truth that you've been taught." Don't get offended when somebody tells you the same thing or looks at you. I've had people get mad and offended and feel like that, "Oh, that preacher's preaching on me." You know what? if you're living right, doing right, you should rejoice. I'm going to say this again. This is powerful stuff right here. You should rejoice when the preacher preaches on holiness. You should rejoice when the preacher preaches on godliness. You should rejoice when the preacher talks about the things that we got to lay down and the sin that we got to put aside and the weight that we got to let go of and run this race with patience. We ought to be excited every time we're reminded of the word. That's what Peter wanted the people to know. You're already doing it. You're living it. You're experiencing the truth and you're standing on the truth. But I want to always remind you about this. I want to remind you of these things. You already know them and you're already doing them. But I want to not be negligent in reminding you of these things. You're standing in the present truth. You're standing firm in the truth you've been taught. You know what? We need to stand firm today. I'm tired of Christians that agree with a pastor as long as they want a position or they want to do something in the church. And then after they get that position, then they start disagreeing with the pastor. Oh, I don't believe all that. Or they leave the church and go somewhere else. And they say, I never did believe all that. Well, if you didn't believe all that, you should have never, ever been on the platform or in a position of authority in the church. Because you need to believe the word of the Lord. Peter said, I'm not going to be negligent. I'm going to keep telling you. I'm going to keep reminding you. And when I keep reminding you of these things, I know you know them and I know you're established, but I'm going to keep on telling you them over and over and over again. That's what I'm going to do. You may not want to hear it. You may not want to hear the word of the Lord and hear all about if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God and all these things. You may not want to hear all those things. But guess what? I'm not going to be negligent in telling you. So while you're living the present truth, I'm going to keep reminding you it's true. It's true. It's something we have to do. We have to embrace the word of the Lord. So the Message Bible says this, because the stakes are so high, even though you're up to date on all this truth and practice it inside and out, I'm not going to let up for a minute in calling you to attention before it. That's a good way of just plainly saying, I'm not going to quit telling you the truth, even though you're doing it. Even though you're measuring up, even though you're living right, let me tell you again. Let me remind you again. Because you know what? If you say, well, I preached on tithing back in 1960. Well, if you don't preach tithing, there's a new generation that comes into the church and they'll never know that they're robbing God if you don't tell them that they're not giving in tithes and offerings. They'll never know if you don't keep reminding them, and especially people that are giving in tithes and offerings, you keep reminding them. That's what Peter said. Remind people of these things so that they will continue. Now, he said, I know you're established in the present truth. He said, but I think that it's necessary. And I think it's only right that I should keep reminding you as long as I live. That's basically what verse 13 says. Yea, I think it meet or necessary, as long as I am in this tabernacle, as long as I'm alive, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Sometimes we just got to get stirred up. Oh, sometimes people get a little relaxed and they say, well, you know, I've been wanting a new, four-wheeler. I've been wanting a new bass boat. I've been wanting a new camper. I've been wanting to go on vacation. I've been wanting a new car, a new house. I think I'm just not going to give in tithes anymore or offerings. And I can take that money and do this, that, or the other. I'm going to put you in remembrance. You're robbing God. It's our duty to give unto the Lord what is due unto him. somebody says, well, you know, Pastor, it's a new day. I'm going to start wearing apparel that, if you're a woman, I'm going to start wearing men's apparel because, after all, it's a new day. It's a different time. I'm going to keep reminding you it's an abomination. And men might say, well, I'm going to start, being woke, and I'm going to wear dresses, and I'm going to wear makeup, and I'm going to wear this stuff. I'm going to remind you. I'm going to keep reminding you over and over, as long as there is breath in my body, as long as I am in this tabernacle, I'm going to stir you up by putting you in remembrance of the Word of God. Shouldn't we want that from a pastor, a preacher? Keep reminding me. Because let me ask you a question. When you have gone through life and they ask you, maybe a question, or maybe you used to do something when you grew up and you haven't done it in a while, or you haven't been reminded of how to do it, and you say, I forgot how to do that. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, algebra, algebra 1, algebra 2, and trig. I done forgot everything I ever knew about it. If you was to ask me to solve a trig problem and what's sine and cosine, I'd say, I don't know. But you know what? When I was reminded every day by the teacher of it, I knew it. I could do it. But, after you graduate, that's just like French. I took French in grade school and junior high. And I took Latin. And you know what? I know a little bit of French. Parlez-vous français? Bonjour. And I know a little French. I know a little bit of Latin. Like for farmer, Agricola, which is where we get agriculture from. So I know a little bit of Latin, a little bit of French. At the time, I knew a lot. But you know what? I've been graduated now. I graduated in 1976. So I've been graduated a few years. And so now I have forgotten it. Why? Because nobody kept reminding me daily of it. Nobody kept reminding me weekly of it. Nobody kept reminding me every so often of it. That's what Peter was afraid of. If you know truth right now, and you know the word right now, if you don't keep getting reminded of the truth and the word and what is expected and what is required of us, soon you will forget. There's people that do that all the time. I've had people that told me that when they was in church, they might have played the guitar. And then when they backslid, they just put their guitar up and quit playing it. And then when they got back in church, they said, I can't play it. I forgot how. And they have to learn all over again. Just take me. I'll just be very transparent. I took the bass, and I was playing the bass for years and years and years. And then when we started having bass players come up in the church, I quit playing and just turned it over to them. And so they played for years and years and years. Well, we pastored for 26 years, and out of those 26 years, now I probably have played it 2 or 3 years. But, there went a whole span of time that I never played the bass. Well, when I picked it back up, guess what? I was as lost. I still am struggling right now learning the chords again. I knew where everything was at. I played by ear. I didn't know where chords was at because you'd say, are you in B flat? And I'd say, I don't know where I'm at. I'm right here. And it would be whatever B flat was, but I didn't know it was B flat. Well, now I'm learning the chords because when you play these new songs, you got to play the chords. And so I'm learning all where the chords are at up and down the neck. So I'm learning all of this new. Why? Because it was not reminded me. It's something I didn't repeat and do every day. So I'm going to just close with this because we've come to the end of our study today. I want to just close with this because if we don't live right, righteous, holy, and separate from the world, every day of our life, pretty soon we'll start forgetting what is wrong and what is sin and what is right and what is acceptable to the Lord. Next thing you know, we'll start doing things that the world does and see nothing wrong with it. How many times have you had somebody say, "Well, I know that preachers used to preach on that years ago, but I don't see nothing wrong with it today." You know what? If we're not reminded every day, Peter said, "I want to put you in remembrance of this. Although you already know it and you're doing it, you're settled, you're established in this present truth, I want to keep reminding you. As long as breath is in my body, as long as I'm in this tabernacle," he said, "I want to put you in remembrance. Knowing that shortly I must put off this tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me." So he was saying, "I'm not going to be around forever, but while I am, I'm going to put you in remembrance of these things." Well, church, we need to be reminded of what is right and what is wrong. We need to be reminded of everything the Bible says to do for us to measure up to the Word of God. Quit looking at the world to measure up how you think you should live. If you want to be popular, go to the world. The world's looking for popular people. If you want to be saved, go to the church. The church is looking for people who want to be saved. Amen. That's good preaching right there. The church is looking for people that want to be saved. And I believe that we got to come into the frame of mind, I want to do the word of the Lord. I want to remind you. That's what these studies are about. Just reminding you. I'm not saying you're not doing them. When I preach to the congregation at CAC or PAC, I'm not saying they're not doing those things. I'm just reminding them. This is how we live. This is what we do. So I pray that today the study has inspired you to be reconnected with the Word of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we come before your presence. We thank you for this study today. Lord, help me, as long as I have breath in my body, to remind your people of what is right, what is wrong, what is acceptable and unacceptable, what they need to do and what they need to abstain from doing. And Lord, help me to remind them so that they can have that entrance into glory. Thank you, Lord, for the word today. Help somebody who has slipped, taken backward steps, or felt like it was no longer necessary to live holy and acceptable. Help them to come back to you today. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's a pretty good study, right? I enjoyed teaching it. That is a good study on a Thursday. That's a good study on a Friday. That's a good study on a Monday. That's a good study every day, 365 and that 1/4 of a day in every year. Well, we certainly appreciate you joining us today. Hope that the teaching was a blessing to you, inspired you and strengthened you and just reminded you of some things because, again, I'm not looking at people saying you're not doing this. When I preach against sin, I'm not saying people's doing that sin. I'm just reminding them it is sin. That's what Peter wanted to do. Well, we do have our trivia question up and running. And of course, with our trivia question, we do have the question, who in the New Testament are compared to two olive trees? All you got to do is go to the Facebook page of CAC Daily, click on the link, it'll take you where you need to go, and we'll have the results of that on tomorrow's broadcast. Well, guess what? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's time for me to get out of here and get some stuff done. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Tell your family, tell your friends. Let's just come back, what do you say, tomorrow about 10 a.m., from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on CAC Daily iCast. Everybody have a great day, because we are out of here.
On behalf of Pastor McKinney and the congregation of Cornerstone Apostolic Church, we would like to invite you and your family to come and visit with us. We feel that you will enjoy the Spirit-filled atmosphere as we worship the Lord together in spirit and in truth. We have Sunday school classes for all ages, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., and Wednesday evening service at 7 p.m. The adults meet in the main sanctuary, while the youth meet in the CAC Youth Sanctuary. You can also catch our services live by going to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the live webcast link during our regular and special scheduled services. If you missed a service, you can still watch that service in its entirety by going to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the video archives link. Come on out to Cornerstone Apostolic Church and experience the power of Pentecost. We hope to see you in future services.